It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what that means. It's time for Here and Now with Rachel C. Tonight on the program, we're going to be listening to some music. Many of the artists featured this evening are headlining the Listen to Women Festival. That is a project Radio Free Brooklyn is proud to be a part of. I'm going to be talking to Andy Arno and Jessica Graves later in the hour. We're going to be talking about the festival and why this particular event is so important. Right now, we're going to kick things off with Public Enemy's new one, State of the Union. Don't be surprised. You knew I was going to play that one this week. Let's give this one a listen. Go, 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 just go. Go, 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 go. Whatever it takes, rid this dictator. POTUS, my tail, ass the beta. Prime time, primo, rhyme time, crime. Like no other in this lifetime. White House killer, dead in lifelines. Vote this joke out or die trying. Unprecedented, demented, mini presidented. Nazi Gestapo, dictator, defendant. It's not what you think, it's what you follow. Run for them jewels, drink from that bottle. Another 4 years, gonna gut your hollow. Gun it out, dried up, broken, can't borrow.
State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. Shut the fuck up, sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up, sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up, sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me.
Mister, I am the law, and you are not. In fact, I'm God, I got a lot. Mister, these United breaks take over, come over. Orange hair, fear the comb over. Here's another scare, keep them hands in the air. Better not breathe, you dare not dare. Don't say nothing, don't think nothing. Make America great again, the middle just love it. When you wanna talk, walk y'all straight to them ovens. Human beings of color, yeah, we be suffering.
State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me.
Vote for hell, real generals now, not some USFL. Not a fucking game, I did not mention his name. Operation 45, yeah, it's the same thing. Sounds like Berlin burning, same thing. History's a mystery, if y'all ain't learning. In this clown show, for real estate bozo. Nazi cult 45, Gestapo.
State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. Shut the fuck up, sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up, sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up, sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up, sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me.
That was new music from Public Enemy. You can download that one for free if you sign up on their website. I suggest you do that. You're listening to Here and Now with Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the show that celebrates live performance, culture, and activism in the arts. This is the part of the program where I tell you about things to go out and see and do. Now I'm going to tell you about things to stay home and do. Now, in many parts of the country, things are starting to open back up. I encourage you, when it's safe to do so, to go out and support some establishments that are opening back up. Please, y'all, follow the rules and the protocols. They're there for a reason. You don't want to backslide right now. If someone asks you to put the mask on, put the mask on. It's not that hard. Just cover it up. Cover it up if you're asked to do so. You'd wear a shoes and shirt in the restaurant, right? Put the mask on if they ask you to do it. Another thing you can do right now to support artists is you can tune in for a lot of live streams that they're all doing and put a little something, if you're able to do so, in those virtual chip jars. And, you know, buy some merch. First Friday of the month, Bandcamp waives all its fees. Proceeds go directly to artists. Let's tell you about some live streams that are going on right now. There's another one coming up on June 27th. The Undercover Virtual Benefit Series is back again at 8 p.m. It is free, but there will be a virtual chip jar. Go to undercover.nyc/stage. It returns this Saturday, the 27th, with Dulce Ellenberger, Color Collage, and a DJ set from Electric Method. You can tune in this Saturday from the safety of your own home and check out this innovative concert series where musicians perform versions of one another's songs. And again, percentage of the donations go to the musicians' foundations. Everything is streamed in HD video with high-quality sound. Visit undercover.nyc for more information about the concert series. And check out the show this Saturday night. It's a cool thing. Another thing that's happening this weekend begins Friday night. Takes place into Saturday is the Listen to Women Virtual Music Festival. This is pretty big, y'all. This festival features women and non-binary artists. It was intended originally to happen as a real-life event in Brooklyn. They decided to keep it going virtually, and a tremendous amount of artists actually submitted. We're going to talk a little later in the hour with two people involved in the production of the festival about how that all transpired and everything. I'll let them describe what happened in their words. I'll stop talking about that right now, and I will remind y'all that you are listening to a listener-supported station. If you'd like to help us keep rocking and rolling and doing what we're doing, please flirt with that donate button. We love you for it. You can also sign up for our newsletter. Keep up with the latest and greatest of what's happening with Radio Free Brooklyn. You can take us on the go with our apps, radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone/Google Play. And check out our own merch that we sell. We've got some really cool stuff. I encourage you to check it out. All right, on that note, let's keep the music going. Let's get back to it. Up right now, let's check out the latest single from former guest of the show, Jen. They were featured in the Listen to Women Festival. Straight out of Brighton, UK, this is Jen with Due to Dance. Come on and get your head screwed on. And music is always so much fun. That was Jen with Judah Dance. Up next, headliners of the Listen to Women Festival. This is the Black Tones, Ghetto Spaceship. You're listening to Here and Now with Rachel Z on listener-supported Radio Free Brooklyn. All right, let's get to this conversation.
Okay, so joining me on the program again this evening, I have Andy Aronow of Women That Rock and Jessa Graves of J. Graves and Illumin Records. Both of you, along with Audio Assemble, are co-producing the big Listen to Women Festival, which happens, let's see, oh, that begins tomorrow. You guys must be really excited. Congratulations on all this. Thank you for inviting Radio Free Brooklyn to partner with you all on this. Let's talk about the festival briefly. Originally, this was supposed to be something that was going to happen in New York City this summer, and like a lot of, well, like everything, not happening. But you didn't allow the pandemic to completely shut it down. You took it online, you took it virtual. I mean, a lot of musicians are doing things virtually, but this seemed to actually kind of blossom in the virtual format in an interesting way, in that it really attracted artists from all over the globe, and that had were able to sort of participate maybe in ways they might not have been able to because they didn't have to necessarily travel. And you've had the interest in the festivals really impressive. Let's talk about that a little bit. First, I guess my first question is, why not just say, okay, let's postpone this and do this in, you know, next year or later? Was there a determining factor that made you say, okay, we're going to do this this summer, we're just going to do it?
Sure. So Women That Rock was supposed to put on a festival style event in Brooklyn in May. That was going to be kind of a different collaboration. But when COVID hit and quarantine started, you know, our theory was not to just stop completely, right? Because everyone still wants music. Everyone still loves music. And having, we, you know, given that we don't know how long this no live events thing is going to last, you know, I certainly wasn't prepared to wait a year or more to be able to do something like this. And Jessa actually had a relationship with the folks from Audio Assemble from the first music festival that they hosted, I think, back in April.
Yeah, they did a festival called Plugged In. Jay Graves was selected to participate in that festival, and that was purely for musicians who had been impacted by COVID. And so it was a paid performance opportunity. So that's how our relationship with Audio Assemble started. And kind of immediately I was like, Andy, we need to talk with these folks. And that was kind of how the festival came to be.
Yeah, so we jumped on a call with the team that runs Audio Assemble and came up with the idea to sort of join forces for a second iteration of their festival and an adapted version of what Women That Rock was planning on doing in New York in the first place. And like you said, it was really a cool opportunity to open up the model to so many more people who otherwise wouldn't have been involved. The process of booking for this festival was sort of like two arms. There was booking of headliners and direct support artists that we took on and did, you know, direct booking outreach, which is, you know, typical. And then we also integrated an interactive voting component. So we opened up submissions to women identifying and gender nonconforming artists to apply to play the festival. And we got almost 600 applicants, which was crazy. And about 100 of those applicants were from outside of the US, which was amazing. So we got, you know, entries from really all around the globe of female identifying artists that wanted to participate. And then our team with kind of a group of industry folks narrowed it down to about 50 semifinalists, again, from all around the globe. So there were 8 semifinalists for each territory. We kind of like broke it up based on the world. And, yeah, and then once we selected those semifinalists, we opened it up for fan voting, and so the artists were able to get their communities involved, and the 6 artists who got the highest votes got the festival slots.
Right, so this went from being something that would be, well, a local festival, though Brooklyn being in New York City and New York City being an international kind of port city, it's local is also still kind of global, to being a truly kind of a global event. Just by taking it online and kind of joining forces with Audio Assemble. But one thing you already sort of mentioned that I want to just remind everybody about, let's emphasize, you're creating a paid performance opportunity for musicians at a time when there really aren't any other ones. So like a round of applause for that. That's a huge deal.
Yeah,
super huge deal.
And I want to like first and foremost, like call out Audio Assemble for, you know, of course, like planting that seed and creating the Plugged In Music Festival. It was so refreshing. Like I remember seeing I think it was even like an Instagram ad, and that was how I signed up for that particular festival. So I knew that when we started the planning for this particular, for Listen to Women, I was like, this has to be at the core of this festival.
Right, right. Another thing that's different about this festival, or not fully unique to this festival, but maybe different about this festival, is that you are featuring female and non-binary artists. It's not the only festival to feature female artists. Ladybug Festival might be an example of that. But the festival has this mission built into it to create a platform for and to celebrate artists who are female, but also non-binary. So it's particularly inclusive in its mission. How big a task was that? Like in terms of really getting it like from here in your heads to really implementing it. I mean, I know you guys are already with your sort of separate individual production companies, platforms that you're already engaged in. You're already sort of doing that. But what was that like actually trying to get that like in motion and implement that for, especially for a virtual festival?
Sure. So I mean, you know, speaking for Women That Rock, what we do is this, right? So like creating a community of women identifying musicians is the bread and butter of what we're all about. So this was kind of just an extension of our existing mission and kind of what we're already known for. I mean, what I think is interesting is, you know, the Plugged In Festival had about 700 applicants of all genders. So that's a lot of dude bands, you can imagine.
Right.
And I was curious to see what the response was with artists applying to listen to women and see, you know, did we get half the amount of applications? Did we get a quarter of the amount? Because of, you know, we looked at some stats and in 2018, only 19% of festival lineups were women artists. So I was curious to see if that percentage reflected in the applications that we got, but we got almost the same number total of applications that the first festival, which had been all genders, got. So that was really, really interesting to me and felt like a big success, because if we were able to, you know, cut the people who are applicable to the festival in half and still get the same amount of responses, that's like a pretty tremendous response. I think for us, it's really just an extension of what we're already all about and what we're already doing. And, you know, Women That Rock is really trying to create these live music event spaces that are safe and welcoming and celebratory spaces for female identifying and non-binary artists. And, you know, in today's world, what female identifying means is so much broader than it has ever been before. So we kind of just take that in stride as part of the audience we're talking to and working with.
Right, right. And thank you for doing that. And it sounds like it was just a natural extension of what you guys were already doing and where you all were kind of headed, so to speak. You also, I mean, 600 applicants, 100 international is just amazing. And I know there was a lot of sharing of the information, like someone found it and would tag someone they know in a post and things like that. And that's a great, like, that's just a testimony to that sense of community that you guys are so about facilitating and building. But under the heading of community and community support, you guys took it a step forward also, in addition to providing the paid performance opportunity. There is, for those of you who are listening and you want to check things out beginning tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, things will be kicking off. There will be a virtual tip jar, donation jar. Proceeds from that, you guys are going to be making donations to some charities. One is Music Cares and the other is the Loveland Foundation. Maybe we can talk about that, because that sort of came out over the last few weeks also. Maybe we can talk about like why those charities in particular.
Yeah, so you know, the intention behind this festival was to provide some relief to artists during the COVID-19 crisis. So part of that is making the performances all paid for the artists that are participating. But beyond that, also, we wanted to take it a step forward, as you said, and donate a portion of proceeds to Music Cares. They have a specific fund that is for artist relief during COVID-19. I personally have a relationship with them. I used to work for the Recording Academy, and they're affiliated. So I just kind of knew about them, have had a good relationship with them in the past, and thought that they'd be a great organization to work with. And then, you know, with everything that's been going on in the past month or so with the Black Lives Matter movement and all the stuff happening politically, we felt like we also wanted to stand in solidarity with organizations that are doing good work in that space. So Loveland Foundation is an amazing charity that provides funding to young Black women who are looking for access to therapy. So Loveland effectively pays for therapy for young African-American women and helping to sort of like bridge that gap and create access. So the festival will be supporting both of those causes in addition to providing the performance, paid performance opportunities for the artists that play.
Yeah, I'm familiar with both organizations and they really are super wonderful organizations. One more thing I want to talk about are, while we're here, the headliners and really incredible, and even the non-headliners, the emerging talent, really incredible lineup. The Black Tones, like anyone who's listened to this show has heard the Black Tones, and we're going to hear them tonight too. Big fan of the Black Tones. Jay Graves is also going to be one of the featured acts. Let's talk about some of the performances people can see this weekend.
Sure. So we have headlining performances from the Black Tones, as you said. They're based out of Seattle. Eva, their front woman, is incredible. She's really like a force to be reckoned with. She also works at KEXP and is connected in that world too, which is super cool. They're going to be the headlining act on Friday night, so tomorrow night. And then on Saturday night, the headliner is Black Belt Eagle Scout, who we're super, super excited to have. And then opening up for those two acts on each night, tomorrow night will be Jay Graves' direct support for the Black Tones. And then on Saturday night, Pale Hound is going to be opening for Black Belt Eagle Scout. So we're super excited. I mean, the lineup, both in terms of the emerging artists and also in terms of the headliners, is, you know, super diverse, both in terms of race and nationality and gender and sexuality. And, you know, we really wanted to make it as diverse a lineup as humanly possible.
Yeah, I gotta say this, I'm so impressed and overwhelmed in a good way by how diverse the lineup is, also in the kinds of music you're going to hear.
Yeah,
it's you're not just going to hear like, you know, straight rock straight through. You're really going to hear a lot of great, wonderful, just a wonderful, beautiful array of sounds if you tune in for this festival. It's going to be such a good time. How does one tune into the festival?
I would say the easiest way is to go to Women That Rock's Instagram bio. There will be a link right there that's direct to the festival website. So there's a festival website through Audio Assemble's platform that has the lineup on it right now. That link is in our bio. And then on the day of performances, people can click on the artist they want to watch and they'll see the set times and the days of those performances. And then you click through and each artist has their own stage set up, essentially. So you go and tune in during the time that performance will be taking place.
Yes. And for anyone listening right now who's like maybe rolling your eyes and going, oh, I watched a live stream once and it didn't sound that great because they were Zooming and they were like in their basement. And it's like, this is a high fidelity, high quality audio transmission. This is you know, not what someone did in the bathroom. This is not someone's kitchen podcast recording. This is good stuff. This is the real deal, everybody. And there's merch. There's festival merch.
Festival merch. Yeah.
Yes. We've talked about the importance of buying the merch. That can be found through, I believe, the link in bio, and I believe we have some of that information through, we're going to have that up on Radio Free Brooklyn's website also. A lot of fun festival merch also under the heading of, you know, celebrating female and non-binary artists. We have like gender neutral and female fitting items that you can purchase, which I thought was also very cool.
It is all unisex. We got samples in the mail yesterday. Everything
looks cool.
And yeah, so the festival website has very big and explicit and clear links to the merch store. Again, that'll help support the festival and support the artists and support the charities. So grab a t-shirt, grab a sweatshirt, grab a hat.
Yeah, the merch is also done by a company out of Eugene, Oregon called Threadbare, which is a woman-owned and run screen printing shop. So super stoked to be supporting another woman-run business.
Yes, everything straight through from start to end is supporting women creatives. You can get masks too, also.
They're so cool.
They are. They yeah. say, the masks say listen to women on them. So even if like you have to explain later, no, this was a music festival that I saw and supported. And it's just like you wear something on your, like right on your mouth that says listen to
yeah,
women.
Yeah, I love the double meaning of that. Like that you're covering your mouth, but the message is to listen to women. So
yeah, exactly. It's awesome. It's awesome. Anything else you guys want to share about the festival this weekend?
I just wanted to quickly comment on all of the folks that chose to submit music for this festival. Like, first of all, I just like so grateful and so taken aback that people chose to share their music with us. There are so many talented and convicted, and just like it was so wonderful to spend time getting to hear people and hear their gifts. And I just feel really grateful, and I just want to say thank you to all of the people that submitted, and we can't wait to do it again and to experience more people. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of the process and to get this first festival up and running.
Yeah, and to Jess's point, you know, this is the first, but it won't be the last. So, you know, we're excited for people to come back and apply again, and new folks, and just kind of keep growing the Listen to Women impact circle effectively. And I also wanted to say thank you to Radio Free Brooklyn and to you, Rachel, for your support and your help spreading the word about this impactful initiative. And, you know, your constant support always is so appreciated.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you both for doing what you do. And once again, also, Jessa, congratulations on the relaunch of Illumin. Illumin was recently reborn. Women That Rock's been out there for a little bit now. Check out Illumin Records and what they're doing. If you are a female or female identifying non-binary artist, check out Illumin Records and some of what they have to offer also. And everybody check out the festival this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. Discover some new music. 600 artists, 600 acts. Find something new you have never heard. Listen to something you've never heard before. It's going to be.
Yes, the festival takes place Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. each night Eastern Time.
Okay,
and that's available through the link in our bio.
You have your weekend planned, everybody. You're welcome. Thank you, guys. It's been great talking with you. Let's listen to some music.
Staring down the barrel of your boyfriend's gun, and you
we just heard Your Boyfriend's Gun from Pale Hound, one of the headliners at the Listen to Women Festival. Let's turn things up a notch. This is Low the Morning from Jay Graves.
Thank you.
That was Fruit and Flowers with Dark Surf. Up next, Black Belt Eagle Scout, another performer from the Listen to Women Festival, from the album At the Party with My Brown Friends. This is At the Party. Great song off a beautiful album. I encourage you all to check that out. You're listening to Here Now with Rachel C on Radio Free Brooklyn. I want to thank everyone who has continued to make donations and support the station at this tough time. I know it's tough for a lot of y'all. There's a lot of ways that you can support Radio Free Brooklyn right now. If you're listening, you're already supporting, okay? Another thing you can do is you can text RFB Give 5, that's the number 5, to 44321. It only takes a moment, and you can use your digital wallet for that donation. If you're an Amazon shopper, you can find us on Smile. Choose us on Amazon Smile, and a portion of certain purchases go to help us out. That's an easy way to do it. No donation is too big or too small. Whatever you can afford can make a huge difference for us right now. And we thank you all from the bottom of our hearts. And we really do wish you all health and happiness as we weather this storm together. Let's keep having some fun, you guys. Up next, we're going to mix things up once again. Got some new music from a band called Krangbin. This is Mordecai. I want to thank you all for joining me on this lovely Thursday evening here on Radio Free Brooklyn and here now with Rachel Stee. I got another Listen to Women performer for you right now. This is Alea. No, I nah. That's going to just about wrap things up for us tonight on Here Now with Rachel C. Please do yourself a favor. Check out the Listen to Women Festival. Check out some of the artists we featured here tonight. Music, a little something for everybody here tonight. Please join me next week when my guest will be the one and only comedian Poppy Champlin. That's going to be a good time. Stay safe, everybody. Thank you for listening. Make some contributions if you can. More importantly, check in on your neighbors, check in on your loved ones, or your not-so-loved ones. It's a tough world out there, you guys. Stay strong. Stay fighting. I'll see you all here next week. Catch the rebroadcast Monday at noon. Peace.